Hey, everyone. It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Last year, from West Virginia to Arizona and Kentucky to Oklahoma, public school teachers took to the streets to protest everything from stagnant pay to crowded classrooms with few resources. Now, Los Angeles public school teachers are set to strike themselves as early as Thursday. But the Los Angeles School Board is trying to block the move in court, saying the union did not give them enough notice. I'm joined now by Sonali Kohli, a reporter at the Los Angeles Times. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So give us the latest on the plans for a strike. What are the union's plans so far?
Well, so far, if nothing changes today, and both sides are supposed to be at the negotiations tables today, too. If nothing changes, they're prepared to strike tomorrow morning.
So we've also, you know, there's a critical component here, and these are the children, the students. What would happen to the students if this strike moves forward?
Well, the district has said that schools will be open, they'll be staffed, and that they've said that some learning will happen or that learning will happen.
Did they define learning? I mean, that's it.
Right. So there are about 31,000 teachers union members, which includes not just teachers, but school psychologists, nurses, librarians, counselors. So with all those people gone, the district has hired about 400 substitutes. And 2,000 district staff will be redistributed to schools. But we obtained records that show that they're asking schools, what are the big spaces you have on campus? How many kids can it hold? Here are some ideas for lessons for big classes or for big groups of kids. So it's really unclear what the learning is going to be. They'll also probably make use of online learning.
What are you hearing about from parents on this? Because obviously this would impact them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a really wide range of parent responses. Some parents say, we totally support the teachers. We're going to be on the picket lines. Other parents are very low income, work shift jobs and can't take time off of work. And also their children need to be in school for meals. There are kids who get 2-3 meals a day at school, which will continue to be served, the district has said. It's a reliable daycare in addition to a place for education. There are parents who are worried that their kids might fall behind academically. There are parents who have said that their kid won't go to school because they want to press the district, and the district gets paid by attendance, but the parent will go to school to volunteer to help those kids stay safe who have to show up.
You know, we know that LA schools spend less per student than even New York schools do. Is there money to meet these teachers' unions' demands at all?
It depends who you ask. So the union says that there's a $2 billion reserve, which is about true, in the district. The district says that it's nearing financial insolvency and they need that money and they're going to be using that money in the next few years. So it's not like there's free money available to meet all of the union's demands, which include, you know, smaller class sizes, higher salaries, more counselors, librarians, nurses. And this is different than in the other states where there were strikes, where the teachers, because they're, you know, those were mostly Republican-led states with really weak collective bargaining, they had to go directly to the state. Here, the district and the union are facing off, as opposed to the union going straight to the state and saying, give us more money.
And we'll be watching to see what happens. Sonali Kohli is a reporter at the LA Times. Thanks for joining us, Sonali.
Thanks for having me.
As you just heard, a fight over the future of education in the state of California is pitting the teachers' union against the Los Angeles Unified School Districts. Alex Caputo-Pearl is the president of the United Teachers Los Angeles, and he joins me now. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Thanks for having me.
So take us through some of what your organization is asking for at the negotiating table.
So we have a pretty broad set of issues on the table. We're fighting for things that parents, students, communities have been fighting for a long time. More counselors, full-time nurses. We're in a situation in LA where 80% of our schools don't have a full-time nurse. Class size reduction. We're calling for community schools, schools that have wraparound services, a fair wage for educators. A bunch of different things are on the table.
The Los Angeles School Unified District is working on an injunction to bar a strike because it says it didn't get enough notice. Can you tell us what steps the union took before approving a strike?
Yeah, unfortunately, this is part of a set of bad practices on the part of the school district They've filed 3 different injunctions to try to stop us from having the legal right to strike. We actually, back in the summer, declared impasse and made very clear that there would be the possibility of a strike. We then, on December 19th, set a January 10th strike date. So that was plenty of notice again there. And yet they're saying that we didn't properly notice. They're using a small technicality in the contract and in the law to try to get in the way of a January 10th strike. But the most that they could do is delay it for a few days.
Yesterday, our producers spoke with the Los Angeles Unified School District board member, Kelly Gonez. She is a former teacher, and she said she understands the demands, but she says the money just isn't there. Let's take a listen.
We can get somewhere. We can reach an agreement that will reduce class size, that will increase staffing, and that will give our hardworking teachers the raise that they deserve. But we also, the tension is, how do we do that and live within our financial means? School districts across California are really combating with the fact that our state has underfunded public education for decades.
Alex, your response to that?
Well, it's definitely true. And by the way, I've been a teacher for 22 years in Compton and South Los Angeles. I'm also an LAUSD parent, so these issues are very close to me. It is definitely the case that it's criminal that the state of California is 43 out of 50 among the states in per pupil funding. For the richest state in the country to be in that position is ridiculous. That said, the LA Unified School District has a record-breaking reserve, a $1.97 billion reserve. And we believe that this reserve needs to be spent immediately on students while we continue to fight the fight in Sacramento for additional state funding. It just doesn't pass the giggle test that the district is saying that we don't have enough money when they're sitting on $1.97 billion, which is over 25% of their budget.
The LA Unified School District did approve a measure that would allow parent volunteers to watch kids during the strike without having gone through a background check. I want to play a clip from Kelly Gonez one more time.
Many of our students receive 2 to 3 meals a day at our schools. They get other services there, and it's a safe place for them to be. The other thing is we know that so many of our families are working parents. They can't afford or aren't able to aren't allowed to take time off of work to stay home with their students.
Alex, do you think the school should be kept open?
Parents and educators see that, yes, we may have a short while of inconvenience and disruption, and we get that there are parents who will be disrupted. But if we've got to do that in order to begin to address over a decade of neglect, and frankly, a decade of neglect that's been combined with efforts to privatize the school district by rapidly expanding corporate charter schools, that's something that we're going to have to do. We hope that we don't have to strike. If we do have to strike, then we hope for a short strike where we can reach a quick agreement.
Alex Caputo-Pearl is the president of United Teachers Los Angeles. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.